the least American American Pope. That's how many people have described the newly elected Pope Leo XIV. They're talking in reference to the USA. He went into the conclave on Wednesday as Cardinal Robert Prevost, not seen as a front runner then, but when he came onto the balcony, there was an enthusiastic reception yesterday evening for the new Pope from the waiting crowds. Our reporter Cian McCormack is in Rome. And Cian, tell us where you were when the white smoke was seen just after 5 hour time yesterday evening.
You know, I was feeling pretty relaxed, Anya. I was walking down a small cobbled street called Borgo Santo Spirito. I was negotiating my way slowly down a slight incline. My knee was niggling at me when suddenly there was just a surge of noise from the crowd and people just started to run. They were running from buildings towards St. Peter's Square. You know, it really was a bit surreal because as it was happening, I was kind of thinking in my mind, you know, what will it be like now to witness white smoke? But there it was. There was just an explosion of delight. People started screaming, people started shouting, the bells were tolling, and then I could see that white smoke over the Sistine Chapel. It was just one of those things, I suppose, Anya, that I never really considered, you know, that I would get excited about it, but it was excited. I was excited. It was just exhilarating. It was impossible not to get caught up in the moment. And it's funny that it happened when it did, because I just happened to have my recorder in my hand. I just happened to have it powered up. And it just happened that the woman beside me spoke English. And we just started talking. Do you speak English?
I do, yeah, I speak English.
Where are you from? What's your name?
I'm from Liverpool. My name's Abby.
Well, what do you think?
I think this is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The white smoke has just gone up.
It has just gone. We've just been in the cafe and run out the cafe to see it all. It was beautiful. We are amazed.
Are you a Roman Catholic?
I am a Roman Catholic, yeah.
What does it mean to you?
It means the world, because it's part of history. We didn't take, Jess, can get into it. Didn't think we'd be here for this, but I'm amazed.
So a new Pope now, we have to wait to see who it is.
Yeah, we do, yeah. This is brilliant. It's very exciting.
Clearly, Abby from Liverpool, very excited, Cian. And then, of course, later on, it's revealed when he walks out onto the balcony that the new Pope is Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, who was born in Chicago, and he was the new Pope. What was the reaction?
It was just a sight to behold, just everyone staring in the one direction. But immediately on, yeah, people were stunned. There was surprise that the new pontiff was from the USA. He wasn't a front runner, obviously. And actually, the majority of people that I talked to afterwards, they just didn't know much about him at all. They knew he's American. They knew he was a missionary in South America. But after that, they didn't really know what he represented. And there were lots of Americans about. They couldn't be missed. And they were just beaming from ear to ear. They were so proud. They were so delighted. And I talked to two of them, Lisa and Tom Clark, from Dallas, Texas. What are your feelings right now?
Elated.
Very exciting.
Shocked.
Very exciting.
Great. It's awesome. We were here. We're from the States. We're from Texas.
Were you expecting that?
No, not at all.
We did not expect it, and I don't know what to expect. We pray that he's going to lead us the way that the Holy Spirit wants us.
And what way is that?
Take care of our church, take care of our people, bring peace to the world. That's what we need.
So, Cian, you met Americans there, Lisa and Tom Clark from Dallas, Texas. What about Irish people in Rome?
Yeah, well, look, I'll tell you, Anya, I was going around the place. You know, I just couldn't see Irish people. I was finding it difficult to see them amongst the tens of thousands of people here in St. Peter's Square. But there was one woman and she caught my eye. She was in a bright green dress and I approached her. I asked her her name. She said she was Jessica Bull from Charleville in County Cork, who's now living in Rome. She didn't see the white smoke, but when she heard the cheer coming from the square here, she rushed from her home immediately.
I heard it in my condominium and I ran down the stairs, and like everybody else in Rome, I ran towards St. Peter's, and it got very crowded as I got into the square. but I got here in plenty of time.
Well, there was that moment, the white smoke went up, and as you describe it so well, just people started flowing, rushing into the square.
Yes, it was amazing.
What does this mean to you?
Just, it's sort of a moment of great joy when a new pope is elected, but equally a moment of great sadness when a pope passes away.
Do you know much about this pope?
Truthfully, he wasn't on my radar because I was reading the Italian newspapers for the last few days, and he wasn't on their radar either. So now I have to go home and read up about him. Hopefully he will be very good news for this church. I did hear, actually, though, I was standing beside a Peruvian network, and when it was announced, and they were all very excited because he had lived and worked in Peru for many years.
Sum up your feelings now.
Positive. One is always worried about change, because change can go both ways. But I suppose being an average human, positive.
Jessica Bowl there. Well, Anya, later in the programme, we'll be hearing from the Irish priest who knows Pope Leo XIV. But until then, it's back to you in Dublin.
Cian McCormack there in Rome.